Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 97% Fail? How do I start a startup that wins? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something most people won't tell you about starting a startup. When entrepreneurs ask me, how do I start a startup that wins, they're looking in the wrong place first. They're obsessing over the perfect idea, the brilliant breakthrough, the eureka moment. But here's the truth. The real secret isn't your idea. It's discovering your unfair advantage. And today, I'm going to walk you through the exact three-step framework that separates the 3% who succeed from the 97% who don't. Think of entrepreneurship like a chess game. Most people focus on the opening move, but grandmasters focus on positioning. Your unfair advantage is your positioning. It's the unique combination of skills, network, and resources that only you possess. That accounting background you think is boring? It's pure gold if you're building fintech solutions. Your years managing retail operations? That's your secret weapon for e-commerce innovation. The pattern is clear. Most failed startups had brilliant ideas executed by founders with no relevant advantage in that space. Once you've identified your unfair advantage, here's step two. Find problems within that advantage zone that people actually pay money to solve. This means talking to 10 potential customers before you write a single line of business plan. Ask them one simple question. What's the most expensive problem in your day? Notice I said expensive, not frustrating. Frustrating gets you complaints. Expensive gets you customers. You're validating pain before you validate solutions. Let me tell you about Sarah, a restaurant manager who came to me with this exact question. Instead of chasing the next food delivery app idea, we identified her unfair advantage. She knew restaurant inventory waste better than anyone. Sarah talked to 15 restaurant owners and discovered they were all losing $2,000 monthly on spoiled food. She built a simple tracking app and secured 3 paying customers before she ever quit her day job. That's the power of advantage-first thinking. So here's what you do today. Write down your top 3 unfair advantages right now. Pick one and reach out to 3 people who face problems in that space. Ask them about their most expensive daily frustrations. Start there, not with your idea. Because successful startups aren't built on brilliant ideas, they're built on relevant advantages applied to expensive problems. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.